Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to this November the 8th, 2016 election night coverage of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix, and we are probably going into overtime or overdrive, probably going to do a good 40, 45 minutes of election coverage. And, folks, we are looking at history, possible history in the making. I am not worried about this election. I am concerned, and I'm cautiously optimistic as the way it's going right now. As we were getting ready to come on the air, the sites I've been watching has been calling it almost sacrilege, but as we was coming off the air, Trump just three big states to put him at 228 of the possible 270 he needs to win the election. And the states I'm talking about is Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio. And I've been very concerned about North Carolina since the polls closed in my home state at 7:30, and it took them this long to finally call it. At one point during the night, Trump was up by 12 points in the state of North Carolina, and then all of a sudden it dropped to Hillary being ahead by 5. Well, just in the matter of minutes since we come on, right before we come on the air, Trump took Florida, North Carolina, Ohio. And this is major, folks, right here. This is major. But we're going to look right now at the states where they have been called. And we'll start with Hillary took Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, District of Criminals, D.C. Of course, we expected that. Illinois, Colorado, and New Mexico. Which it does not surprise me that she took the District of Criminals because they are worried if Trump gets in. But in Virginia, it does surprise me that Clinton took the state of Virginia. And they can say, anybody can say, oh, it was because of Tim Kaine, her vice presidential choice. He was the former governor. Well, I got family that live in the state of Virginia, and I've talked to them about Tim Kaine as governor. Well, they think he only lasted 4 years, one term as governor in the state of Virginia. Because to put it point blank, honestly, folks, he sucked, pardon my language, he sucked as governor of Virginia. I would love to get your questions, comments, retorts about the election tonight. Our calling number is area code 845-277-9109. Or you can hit us up if you're listening via the web, hit us up on our chat board. I do have that up, and I'm waiting your questions. Or again, you can call in. The area code number is area code 845-277-9109. But folks, as I said before, we are living in history. And let's go back and look at the states. Trump, they've called for Trump, West Virginia, Ohio, which I am surprised there that Ohio did go Trump. I am surprised as one of the states I was worried about the election rigging along with North Carolina, Florida, There is a little bit of contention in Florida right now. It's in Broward County. There's like 576 districts, and only like 560 of them have been voted, have been counted. So the steal could happen still in Florida. So like I said, I am cautiously optimistic here. But we got West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, which was also a state concerned about voter fraud, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming have all been called for Trump as of right now. And some of the key states that has not been called yet, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan. In Pennsylvania, as of right now, according to Politico, Hillary Clinton, 49.4% of the vote, 2,045,418 votes to Trump's 1,954,500 votes at 47.2%. with 78.8% reporting. In Michigan, as of right now, Donald Trump is up 48% to Clinton's 46.9, 1,151,045 votes to Hillary's 1,123,218 votes with 51.1% of the votes. This is a little bit that they're holding on. And in Wisconsin, with 49% of the votes counted, Trump is ahead 866,927 to Clinton's 810,555 with 45.58. Trump takes these three states, that's really going to push him towards the threshold there of taking this. And it's just come in now also that I don't get this. This is from Politico up. No precincts reporting. No precincts reporting, but they've already given it to Hillary Clinton in California. I don't get this. Of course, it's more shenanigans by the globalists to help discourage people out there, as I'm presuming the polls just closed out there at 8 o'clock, and they're going ahead and throwing it up. But Georgia still has not been closed as of yet. Trump is leading big time, over 10 points in the polls, 53.6% to 43.4%, 1,652,869 votes to Hillary's 1,336,542. They will not close, they will not call the state yet. With Georgia having 16 electoral votes, Michigan having 16, so right there is 32 electoral college votes, and Wisconsin having 10, right there is 42. If you go ahead, if they go ahead and call them the way they see it, that would put Trump at what the magic number of 270 electoral, now I'm having trouble speaking now, folks. I apologize. Electoral college votes, electoral votes, that puts him at the magic number. That is one reason why they will not call it yet in favor of Donald Trump. by them going ahead and calling California and Hawaii, with no votes counted in Hawaii, folks, they are calling Hawaii already for Hillary with no votes counted. The polls just closed in California and Hawaii, and they're already calling it for Hillary Clinton. Now, this is not, I'm sorry, folks, but this shows the complete shenanigans going on in California, Hawaii. The globalists do not want to admit that they are losing. I'm getting a little bit upset, but we knew the steel would be put in tonight. I know what they're trying to do, the globalists is trying to do. They're trying to hold on every last second they can. They're trying to do everything they can to make sure that they can steal this election in favor of their hand-picked globalist puppet. Also, New Hampshire, even though it is 4 electoral votes, the poll closed at 7 p.m., and they're only saying 59% of the votes have been reported. Trump is up by over 9,000 votes in New Hampshire, and they still will not call it as of yet. Unreal how they will, how they are doing this, folks. But as of right now, with the states officially called, it is Donald Trump with 216 electoral votes to Hillary's 197. So you check that, the 216 and 197. That is 413 electoral votes that has been cast. There is a total of 538 out there. So that leaves left on the table 125. Donald Trump only needs 54 of the 125 to take it. He needs less than half to take the presidency. Half of that would be, of the 125 remaining out there, would be 63%, or 63 votes. He needs 54. So if you take the states here leading in right now, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, right there is 42 of the 54 that Donald Trump needs to be president. And we are looking, and we are quite possibly looking at history. Folks, it is unreal what we are looking at. The mainstream media told us that we can't have Trump as our president. But the American people has spoken or is currently spoken as the votes are coming in. This is an epic battle of all time. You got Americanism versus globalism. You got Donald Trump with Americanism, populism versus Hillary Clinton, globalism, status quo, Obama, Bush rhetoric versus the Constitution, the Republic of our founding fathers against each other. But we're going to take a quick break right here, folks. And we'll be right back after this break, and hopefully we'll have some more updates on these current closings, poll closings. Okay, folks, we're back, and nothing has changed. But I just want to know the story that I did follow up, and I remember going over this back during the primaries. But Virginia governor, and about a month before the election, had pardoned 60,000 felons. And we're not talking about the felons once you get off probation, you can vote. We're talking about the ones that could not vote again, lost their rights to vote. He pardons 60,000 felons to vote for Hillary. Probably part of their agreement to be pardoned, they had to vote for Hillary. And by that, Hillary won the state of Virginia by 60,000 votes. Another one in as of right now, even though the poll just closed at 10 o'clock Eastern time, Trump's taking Idaho, Trump's taking Wyoming, Hillary is taking Oregon. Note, these are very, very early numbers, folks. And we're waiting to see states, like I said, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Mississippi. That's not Mississippi, but Michigan to be called, where they have not been called as of yet. I don't know what the deal is, folks. Why they won't call these states. Actually, I told a fib right there. I do know why they will not call them. They're trying to put the fixes in. This race is closer than it should be. And we all know the fix is in, so. But it looks like the American people is taking a stand. I keep updating the numbers here. And folks, like I said, we are living on the verge of history in the making. I'm checking out three sites here. And what gets me is New York Times has come out with a headline. And this totally shocks the crap out of me. New York Times says we are on the verge of a Trump presidency. Yes, you heard right. Excuse me, folks. The globalist mouthpiece says, says that we are on the verge of a Trump victory. and they are giving, are you ready for this? The New York Times is giving Trump a 95% chance of winning presidency as of right now, ending with 302 electoral votes of the possible 538. Yes, folks, you heard right. The New York Times is calling the president's, the United States presidency for Donald Trump. Amazing, folks. As of right now, and the New York Times is the globalist mouthpiece, and they are calling it for Trump. Now, I don't know if you're trying to dissuade voters from the West Coast, like states that have a big vote to get, but is like Alaska, which is not many electoral votes. But with the New York Times calling that 95% in favor of Donald Trump, I think that the globalists may be throwing in the white flag on the election, but I do not put him, I do not put it past them for to throw up more roadblocks against Trump. And as of right now, it is projected that Ohio has gone red for Trump. Yes, folks, you heard me right. It is projected out by Politico that Trump has tucked Ohio, which we already called that, but is now being put out by Politico, which is very, very key. Also, in other news around the Senate and Congress, it looks like the Republicans will, keep control of the Senate and Congress, or take control of Congress. This is very big, and this may help out Donald to help rebuild our country, because we all know that the globalists will do, once he gets in power, once Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, and everything is indicating that he is, they could not steal this election, but I'm still got my concerns, and until it's finally been called nationwide, I will not fully rest easy 100%. I'm not going to rest easy until it's called fully for Trump. But if he does take the presidency, and like I said, all indications looks like he is, the globalist cabal is not going to give up power easily. They are going to do everything they can to hold on to it. And are going to try to block Trump at every chance they get in Congress or the Senate. But this ain't the old American public. The Great Awakening has happened. A lot more people are awake to what is going on, then they expect, they want to keep their heads in the sand and think everything is status quo. Well, there's good news for them. It's not. It is not. It is not. Everything is not status quo for them. The Great Awakening has happened. The genie is out of the bottle. The cat is out of the bag. If you go, if you want to go to other if you want to go to other metaphors, take the Wizard of Oz when Dorothy pulls back the curtain on the Grand Wizard. Well, that's what the American public has done by waking up, pulling the curtain back, and seeing the globalists and their filthy little minion hand out there. But we won't know for sure about this election till everything is called final. And I got a good feeling. I'm actually getting cautiously optimistic that Trump is on the verge of becoming president. Granted, he might not do all what he promised, but I'm going to call him out. I'm going to call him out on it if he doesn't, just like I call out Barack Obama. We're getting ready to come into the last 90 seconds of the show. And, folks, we're going, I think I'm going to stay on the air probably another 15 minutes with y'all and cover more of this to cover the show for another 90 minutes. But, folks, if you're here on the East Coast or in the Midwest listening, even on the West Coast, and you believe in God, get down on your knees and pray that Donald Trump takes this, because everybody thinks it's been bad. Everybody thinks it's been bad with Obama, with Obamacare, which she wants to continue, Hillary wants to continue. You haven't seen nothing yet if Hillary gets in the office. We're going to take another quick break before we go into overdrive, as I like to call it. But, folks, it is up to us. It is up to us that we keep our country. We keep our country. If you're listening via the web, you'll be able to stay on. But if you'd like to ask any questions, our call number is 845-277-9109. We will be back after this quick break. Welcome back again. Our call number is area code 845-277-9109. And I still cannot get over why they will not call the states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and New Hampshire. I do not get, I know why they're not, because they're trying to plan to steal it, folks, but I know why they don't want to admit it, because it means they have lost. They have lost their control. Their globalist control, they have lost it. It just amazes me how I'm just looking right here, looking at the map, and how they are still trying to rig it for Hillary Clinton, that they will not go ahead and call them states. I'm saying it's hilarious, folks, that they're trying to pull this. Which it don't surprise me. They want to keep their control and keep one of their puppets in as her being blackmailed and one of her major Hillary Clinton's major donors to the Clinton Foundation is Saudi Arabia. WikiLeaks has brought that out. I tell you, folks, we are sitting right here on the verge of history, and I'm sitting here. I am awestruck about this. I am literally awestruck. I was hoping that this would happen, but to actually see it happening before my eyes, it's like an answer from God. And we always have to trust Him. As I was telling you on this past Sunday show, that I've been praying about this election. And I was praying, when's this, we could go tomorrow. I was praying about it at work while I was doing my job. And I had a calming peace come across me as the good Lord above saying, peace be with you. It is in my hands. Do not worry, my son. And that's the way I felt was coming over me. It's all right to be concerned about it, but don't worry yourself about how this might go. Everything is God's hand. And I'm still concerned with this election, but I'm not worried about it, folks. I know I've said that time and time again since then. But wow. This is just major history, folks. Now the globalists have already called Washington State in favor of Hillary Clinton with only 38.6% of the votes in, which makes the margin by their call 232 votes to 200. And 9, just in another state, they have called for Trump. They have called Georgia for Donald Trump, folks. They had just called Georgia for Donald Trump. That leaves Trump only 38 electoral votes away from the President of the United States. This is epic right now. I did not know if they would call it, but they had just called Georgia in Trump's favor. and add them calling it Trump is up in Georgia by 10.5 points. Whoa, that is major right now, folks. That is major that they just called Georgia in the favor of Donald Trump. Like I said, folks, we are seeing history amongst us. I do not know if I will have a show later on this week. I might have one tomorrow night. I might wait till Friday night or Thursday night to have a show. I do not know, but I can guarantee our next regularly scheduled show will be the 20th of November at 6 p.m. I'm taking this coming weekend off. I'm going out of town either Friday night or Saturday morning. But our next regular show will be on November the 20th at 6 p.m. Folks, I'd like for you to pray that this election comes out the way God intends it to. And it is up to us to take control of our country. But like I said, we will be back with you regularly scheduled program on November the 20th. I do not know if I'm going to have a show till then, either Wednesday night or Friday night. It all depends. But just keep track on our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And also our blog talk radio. Subscribe to it and you'll definitely get an email when our next show is. But folks, like I said, we are living in history. God bless. We will be back, if not before, but on November the 20th, 2016 at 6 p.m. This is Shane LaCroix signing off. And remember, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And God bless.